Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, as at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, go over there. There's a live show loop right there, and it's playing right now, this program, live and in living color, on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Interesting times in which we're living. We know the Dems are in big-time trouble right now. They're trying to pull out all the stops to try to stop people from running and throw monkey wrenches in the works and all that stuff. But it's just not going to work. Just not going to work. Donald Trump is going to, in my opinion, Donald Trump is going to run. And when he does, he's going to win.
The polling numbers, which I don't put a lot of credibility into because they change so fast and then they're always kind of skewed anyway, but nonetheless, I have seen a couple pass through my radar here, and it does show that he would be favored for sure.
Yeah, and I keep looking at Real Clear Politics. That's where I look because it's an average of all the polls that are out there. And even though Biden is up one day and down the next, and but Harris is just down, period, okay? And the Democrats, the job they're doing in Congress and all that stuff, people are just over it. They're just over it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are affecting and seriously affecting individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's outside the Beltway. And the people inside the Beltway, especially Democrats, don't pay attention to what's really life is like on the other side of the Potomac.
Nope.
They don't have a clue.
Nope.
Anything from trying to buy a new car to trying to buy hamburger meat at a decent price.
Yep.
Or milk or eggs or toilet paper or paint or lumber.
Yep.
To immigration, to crime, to education. I mean, there's really not anything that, is worth hurting out here in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add on all the mandates and the education issues with the teachers. And I mean, it's nuts out here.
And there are plenty of empty shells. I was in a CVS the other day, and then I went to a Walgreens because I couldn't find what I wanted in the CVS, so I went over to the Walgreens. I didn't find it there. I wound up going to a Publix, which is I found what I was looking for. But there were plenty of empty shelves in the two retail grocery stores and even the, I'm sorry, drug stores, but even the grocery store had a whole bunch of empty shelves.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
That would be the understatement of the week, but you are right, it is nuts. Speaking of nuts, positively insane, a Democratic-led state called California is now forcing COVID-infected employees to work due to staff shortages. What the hell?
Some hospitals.
Yeah.
They went to the extreme, and now they're having to walk all that back, too. So, you know, it's you have to kind of fight this system here. And, you know, you have to kind of look at the science. And science just doesn't, only apply to all things pandemic. It applies to so many other things. Has anybody actually looked at the science on how it's affecting students to be taught remotely or to be so isolated? I mean, there's mental health, there's physical health.
Right.
Where's that science? Nobody's even talking about that.
No, the only people talking about are the conservatives or the people on the right side of the aisle. By the way, Dr. Scott Gottlieb over the weekend said the United States should be past the Omicron COVID wave by February.
Well, sure, but then how many other strains are going to be out there that people are going to panic over?
Well, everyone that comes across, because the Democrats are, and by the way, I met a few Democrats over the weekend at the gun show that just absolutely were not happy with what was going on, and they were not wearing masks, okay? They said, you know, up until a couple of weeks ago, they were wearing masks, they were following the protocol, they were doing this, they were doing that, and the one husband said to his wife, and he told me, he says, hell, I've had 4 shots. What the hell? What do I need a mask for? So he told me.
Well, when you've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
who
has been immunized and had the booster, and she has tested positive.
Yes, and that's probably because of her little rump down there in South Miami. Yep,
mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to get a little sense of direction here from this person that's going to tell us what's going on.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I will do just that, Kyle. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, starting with the car you drive, the truck you drive, and they even offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. Now, they can help you with your homeowners and renters and condo insurance too, and if you take that and bundle it with your automobile policy, you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out, either online or by your local agent. But it all starts by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. And let's see here. We were talking about Nancy Pelosi, the fact that she had made $30 million in the story that says, specifically the headline is, Insider Stock Trades. Now, it's a New York Post story that also showed up on Fox, also showed up on The Blaze, and I don't know where it came from initially, but didn't somebody called President Obama sign a law to have him stop doing this?
There was a piece of legislation that passed in 2012 and was signed into law by Obama called Congressional Knowledge Act, or the Stock Act, and it is specifically a law that forbids members of Congress and staffers or other government officials from trading on confidential information. And they have to report all stock trades within 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So 49 members of Congress and 182 staff members were all late in filing their stock trade reports in the last couple of years, but nobody seems to care. So there's now had been another, especially Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that's been introduced called Ban Conflicted Trading Act, which does kind of the same thing for people that are serving on corporate boards while in office.
Mm-hmm.
So Pelosi comes out and she says it's a free market. Now, this was in December of last year.
Right.
She said, we're a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that. So she's wrong, and she's in violation. Now, who's going to put her before an ethics committee?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, the ethics committee virtually has no teeth to it. The only people that can call her on all this is the media.
Mm-hmm.
And what media is going to do that other than the New York Post
mm-hmm.
and maybe Fox News? That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think more should be said about it because this woman is, you know, to be the standard bearer of following the law. How many times did we hear her say, and all the rest of the Democrats going into the impeachment, nobody is above the law.
Right.
Nobody is above the law. Nobody is above
unless you're a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Well, good point, and I would suggest you write a story and get it out there, and we'll circulate it. Because this is ridiculous. This is nuts. This is absolutely crazy.
Well,
if we did it,
yeah.
If we did it, you or me, the SEC would be all over us, and we probably would wind up in jail.
Well, yeah.
And I don't even trade on the stock market. I don't. That's not what I do. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's talk about this one. The Biden administration has given hospitals the green light to prioritize COVID treatment based on race,
which ought to be immediately brought to court because it's the possibility of killing people or
right.
allowing people to perish or die
right.
because of selective treatment.
Yep. Yep. And I think it's being challenged, but I don't know how quick it's going to get up the ladder.
Here's a president that has said that, you know, all Americans and unity and all these other kinds of things. I mean, he says it constantly.
Right.
Well, that flies in the face of all that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, just when you think it couldn't get any better, Congressman James Clyburn, who's one of the top Democrats in the House from South Carolina, says that, and I quote, elections cannot be left up to the states.
Well, then, repeal the the 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Do that first.
Yep.
This is the very point of January the 6th. This is the very point of what Schumer is trying to do with, eliminating the filibuster in the Senate.
Yep.
This will dramatically change the entire fundamentals of the Republic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, the Georgia Secretary of State has called for a nationwide photo ID law.
Good, but it doesn't matter.
No, I think it's way past time, though. But, you know, there are some states that have photo ID.
Yeah, but, you know, trying to get something done nationwide, it isn't going to happen. So
no. And
sounds good. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And by the way, PolitiFact who is by all means a left-leaning fact-checker, swiftly corrected Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor over her wildly false claim that she made about 100,000 children being in the hospital, most of them on ventilators.
I did write about her, and that woman ought to be recused from being any part of the court's decision on the cases that were heard last week.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Okay, very quickly, let's go to the phone line while we got a little bit of time here. Okay, this is Mel up in Saratoga Springs. What's going on, Mel? You got about 35, 40 seconds.
Well, with the subject you were just talking about, black Americans getting medical treatment over average Americans, white Americans, myself, I'm an American who happens to be black. These politicians, they have their own medical treatments. I mean, coverage. They don't have to worry about us. And, you know, I've been kind of sick. Has anybody ever heard of the Boston Harbor? It's about time we stop feeding the beast and just hold our taxpayers, our dollars back, and let these people go down the drain on their own. I mean, America, wake up. These politicians are crooks, and we gotta clean out the closet.
That's correct.
We're being used and abused, and this is it. Whether you're black, white, or grizzly gray, I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to come together, regardless of color, and kick these bastards out of D.C.
That is correct. Okay, thank you, Mel. That's correct.
Yay, Mel!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mel. You need to do some force recruiting up there.
Yeah, in New York. Yep. Yeah, New York is a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's absolutely right. But we find people, not only do they not care, they're indifferent. You know, people think, and I've said this a couple times on your show, people think they're good Americans. Why? Because they vote, they try, and they think they stay current on the news and politics just because they read the newspaper or they watch the 6 o'clock news. That's just false. They not get the whole story. They don't do their own work at this, but they think that they're decent, good Americans, and they're not, because they're not helping the situation at all.
No.
I mean, you can walk up to any 10 people and, you know, ask them, you know, about who is Chuck Schumer or, you know, $30 million that, you know, Pelosi has made. And they just kind of tilt their head and shrug their shoulders and move on. You know, so, Mel, you need to lead the charge here, sir. Force recruit.
By the way, the lead story on Newsmax right now is the New York Post story. Pelosi made up to $30 million on insider stock trades. That's on their front page. I'll talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there, check it out. See all the different things that she's up to. And we're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools in Chicago will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration will be able to reach a deal with the teachers union. As COVID cases continue to spike across the nation, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked, of the 836,000 deaths in the United States linked to COVID, how many are from COVID and how many are people who died with COVID?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And coming up on February the 2nd, they're going to have a scholarship golf tournament for the students there at the National Aviation Academy. The course will be Innisbrook, in our local area here. And for more information, check them out at NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay. I'm in Tampa, there in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay area. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, whichever one works for you, you heard me say this over and over again, give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, the phone number is going to be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And just tell them what campus you want to go to. That's all. And when you take the tour, you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people that do the student loans and can tell you how that works if you're a veteran, so that you get your GI Bill and work at work. They'll help you with that, and they'll let you know how much you've got in the way of benefits, because some of you have already used your benefits, so you don't know what you've got left. They'll tell you about that. If you need to apply for a student loan to fill in the voids, they'll do that too. That's what they're there for. And, of course, most of you who are post 9/11 military folks, you'll find out that you've got the whole kit and caboodle of your benefits, so you won't need to do anything except fill out the paperwork and you're done, and everything is taken care of. But whatever the case may be, check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, Kazakhstan is under a lot of stress, unrest, pressure, if you will. I was talking to a friend yesterday who is from Belarus, and the whole area is synonymous with one simple thing: dictators. Kazakhstan has one, Belarus has one, and the people are sick and tired of having to play third, fourth, and fifth fiddle to the ruling class in those countries. So they've come out onto the streets to protest. And some of the protests have gotten violent. Now, the Kazakhstan police and military fired on their own people, killing a bunch of them, not once, but two times, maybe three. So, some crazy Russian claims that are out there about the U.S. being behind all of this. Now, Jen Psaki, who's the White House press secretary, said, "Let me use this opportunity to convey that it's absolutely false and clearly a part of the standard Russian disinformation playbook that we've seen a lot in the past years, that the United States is involved in any way in the unrest in Kazakhstan." Okay. I'll buy that for now. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. This is all coming to a head as the Russian army is now in Kazakhstan. So we'll see how this plays out. Now, a lot of things are going on with the Air National Guardsmen these days. And the ones who haven't been vaccinated are now losing pay and benefits as the Air National Guard is yanking their orders to be a member of the Guard. Now, Texas is kind of unique. They are a state militia, and the commander-in-chief of the state militia is the governor, Greg Abbott. And he has warned the federal government not to do anything to these people. And if he does, or if they do, then I believe there'll be another lawsuit coming his way. Now, as far as I know, the people who he went after, I'm talking about the DOD, in this first round were the people in Oklahoma, who, according to their governor, didn't have to be vaccinated. But it's a horse of a different color, and we'll see what happens. Now, you've heard about all the water contamination in Hawaii. It took a while, but residents of military housing on Oahu have now filed a class action lawsuit against their property management companies after fuel was found in their tap water, driving them from their homes. This is something that's happened over the years. It happened first to the Army. The Army corrected the problem, and it ended. But the Navy's having a problem. The Marines are having a problem. And I don't know about the Air Force. I didn't hear anything. So we'll see. We'll see where this lawsuit goes. Also, the United States and Japan voiced strong concern over China's growing might in unambiguous terms and pledged to work together against attempts to destabilize the region. Now, of course, Japan has got a lot at stake here because they're sitting right under the bullseye all the time. And we also heard yesterday over the weekend that the Defense Department had spent more than $188 million to support thousands of Afghan refugees at the Marine Corps base Quantico, Virginia. This was for the 3 months following the U.S. evacuation mission from Afghanistan that thousands of Afghan refugees were housed there. Now they've been moved into different parts of the United States. A lot of people still haven't figured out where they've gone to, but it is what it is. Now again, folks, the National Aviation Academy sponsors the Military and Veterans News segment, and I want you to check out their golf tournament coming up. It's a scholarship golf tournament. On Wednesday, February the 2nd, it'll start at 1 p.m., shotgun start. They're going to have a nice lunch and registration, and then they're going to have a nice banquet afterwards, and all entries include the green fees, the cart, the lunch, the dinner with the auction, and awards, and it's going to be at Innsbruck on the 2nd. Now, you can contact Lisa Roebuck at 727-531-2080 to get more information and sign up. Otherwise, just go to the website, NAA.edu, and click on the logo link that's there for this scholarship golf tournament. So again, that's Lisa at 727-531-2080 if you want to participate in the golf tournament on the 2nd of February. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people are going to have a lot of fun there. Okay, coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, do those feel great on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them. The captain sent you. Okay, here he is, Mr. Watchdog himself. By the way, you had a busy weekend.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, was it your son again? Tournament?
Greensboro. I was in High Point, North Carolina with my young son, who's basically going and doing prospect days and looking for colleges and seeing things. So I got two kids now, and I got one to go.
Okay, now, I got to ask you a question. Do you remember when Barack Obama signed the Stock Act of 2012?
Yes.
Do you remember what that was for?
Yeah, it was for basically insider trading with Congress, but it didn't have teeth in it. It really didn't. It was basically much ado about nothing, and it really hasn't been followed up, and there's been significant scandals after the fact. But, you know, it's almost become people have gotten used to it, and they just expect it to happen. That's unfortunate. We've gotten to a point in time where, you know, we've fraud and crime and things that shouldn't happen, we're so used to seeing them that we don't even really react to them anymore. It's a sad state of affairs. And yeah, it's not just members of Congress. There's instances where you have judges, that were trading stocks in cases, that they were overseeing with companies that they were overseeing. So no, yeah, the Stock Act hasn't done much at all.
Well, here's the headline from your New York Post. It says, and I quote, Pelosi made up to $30 million on insider stock trades.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
That's since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, as a member of Congress, you know where serious federal dollars are going to be sent. You know where tax breaks are going to go. You know who's going to be regulated and who's not going to be regulated. You know what shutdowns are going to happen. This you're all at an advantage of. And members of Congress have taken advantage of this. Things that if I were to do, if I had access to that type of information and I traded on it, I would go to jail.
Now, I want to talk about something since you live up there in the area. They had a horrible fire yesterday in the Bronx.
Yeah.
In an apartment building, a 19-story apartment building that had a lot of apparently immigrants living in it. And a space heater is now being blamed in the deadly Bronx fire. The only thing I don't know is if it was a kerosene space heater or electric or whatnot. But space heater, the key word for that is kerosene.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it was either. I thought I read somewhere that it was a malfunctioning electric one. So, I mean, I could be wrong there. I'm not sure. You look at the building was in, and you know more, obviously, well more about this than I. It was an entirely brick building.
I saw.
The guts of the thing must have been really, highly flammable. So something is amiss. I would think the fire wouldn't rip through something like that, but, obviously did. I mean, it's just, awful. It's like one of the worst fires New York City's had, and they said,
and the airflow in the building was such that the smoke went straight to the top and then worked its way back down again.
So people ought to die of smoke inhalation.
Yeah, they found them in the stairwells, some of them.
Yeah.
19 people dead so far, 9 people were children, and they've got 32 in serious condition, some critical condition in the hospital. The death toll may go higher.
Yeah. Again, it's horrific.
And over 60 people were injured, plus 4 firefighters who ran out of air in the upper floors trying to get out, and they had to be rescued themselves.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll do a thorough review how old the building is. I'm sure that the safety precautions that the measures that they take today are probably a lot different than when that building was built.
Yep. Now we'll get back into something a little different. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, says that her conservative policies are doing quite well in South Dakota. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. South Dakota's one of the non-lockdown states from the very beginning, and they've been very successful. And, I'm not sure what her next step is going to be politically. I don't know if she wants to stay. I don't know if she wants to move on. But it seems like the people of South Dakota are pretty darn happy with her.
Yes, they are. And if she is eligible to be there for another term, then that's where she should be. Just like DeSantis, these people are doing well at the state level. They should be there, finish out their term, and then move on to something different. That's just my opinion.
I think that we've got to focus on creating strong leaders in the state, because get back to the 10th Amendment. That's the most important. We're supposed to be, you know, running these places on the local level, not on the national level.
Right.
And if we can, you know, head back to that model that the founders intended, I think we'll be much better. So I think you can do, actually, in many respects, for people, especially people in your state, you can do a lot more as governor in many respects than you could as president. And I think that we need to focus on that.
But just don't pay any attention to Jim Clyburn, who says that he doesn't believe that the state should be in charge of their voting laws. He believes that should be a federal thing.
Yeah, I don't like to keep talking about, voting rights bill. Give me a break. If you want to vote in this country and you're legal,
you
can go and vote.
Yep.
I mean, how hard is this? I mean, I live in a state where, New York City, you got to show, your papers to get in and eat in a restaurant. I mean, but you don't need to show your ID if you want to vote. I mean, how stupid.
No, I heard that. And by the way, California's the same way.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Larry Kudlow, because Larry Kudlow is he's on Fox. You know, he's got a television show over there, I believe, on Fox Business. And he said the Fed will do more than anybody thinks on inflation. What's he know that we don't?
Little things here and there. I don't think that they really can do that much. Like I said, not like they're going to go nuts and raising rates, because they can't. So, the markets are pricing in a rate increase moving forward. They said three rate increases moving forward. But then again, you got the jobs report on Friday that wasn't very strong. Labor participation is still low, and who knows if they'll use that and take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know that FedEx is warning of shipment delays as Omicron has led to staffing shorting. And I also want to let you know that yesterday, Sunday, I got my Christmas present delivered to me that I was expecting to have by Christmas, and it showed up yesterday.
and
it didn't come from China either.
Yeah, Santa Claus running a little late. Yeah, it's kind of par for the course right now. I mean, the Omicron, ripping through the country, people are, it's like a bad flu season.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is that determining that Omicron is a lot less deadly than a normal flu season. So,
right.
I mean, people are sick, no one likes getting sick, no one likes getting a cold, but, something that I think we're going to have to learn to live with at some point in time.
And by the way, one last little thing here. Joe Biden calls it malarkey that he's not focused on inflation, because he's doing such a great job.
Yeah, the things that he comes up with, always extraordinary. Not focused on inflation, I guess, sir. I mean, yeah. He's talking about it, maybe.
He's caused the inflation. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and stay warm up there. All right. Thanks, Chris. All right. And by the way, he said it was 20 degrees or something like that. Oh. No, thank you. Come on down here, Chris. It's a lot warmer.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.